Welcome to the Confident Speaker Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly D. Parker, speaker, consultant, and self-proclaimed introvert who stumbled upon the cheat code to captivate audiences and command any room. Each week on this show, I'll share tips and tools to inspire you to communicate with power, charisma, and awaken your most confident self. Let's get started. Hey, hey, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Confident Speaker Podcast. Today we have a special guest. I'm joined by Tierra Haynes, founder of Mommy on the Move. Tierra is married to DeAndre, a former overseas pro basketball player turned Division I college basketball coach. They reside in Maryland with their three handsome boys, DeAndre Jr., Devin, and Dallas. Mommy on the Move is Tierra's unfiltered perspective about the very real pitfalls, peaks, and all the beautiful moments in between that motherhood brings. Tierra shares so candidly and with such genuineness and warmth on her podcast and through social media that I wanted to sit down and talk with her all about being authentically you. During our conversation, she shares about struggles she's had to be comfortable in her own skin and how she's overcome them. She talks about the importance of following through and executing on her dreams and ideas, even though her roles of wife and mom keep her busy. And I know I can relate to that too. I first met Tierra years ago during our days at Kent State, and it was so much fun getting an opportunity to talk with her. She is a riot. So I hope that you enjoy my conversation with Mommy on the Move, Tierra Haynes.
Kent State was like, it was the best of times. It was a good time.
It was. And I feel like for me, I couldn't fully appreciate it until after, like, knowing when adulthood, like, fully slaps you in the face.
That part.
I didn't know how good I had it. But
Agreed.
Anywho, wanted to talk to you because really everywhere you go, you spread light. And even on down to the internet, down to the Instagram stories. You have a way of spreading light and doing it in a way that's so authentic that I feel like it draws people to you. And I just feel like within that, there's a lot of lessons that other people could learn from you. So,
and I'm going to say why just really quickly, because I feel like I'm probably cutting you off, but because I am loud and I do have like a lot, this loud, obnoxious laugh, but if I'm I'm like laughing for real. It's not a fake bone in my body. Right. And so for a long time, you know, as a woman, we're asked to be, you want to be subtle and meek and submissive. And I was never any of those things. And honestly, it's really hard to be authentically you because I can be a lot for some people. And so I used to want to kind of like, I've always kind of been in this battle of like fighting, quieting myself and trying to like wanting to just be like, you know, a fly in the room and just, but that's just it, everything in my body. Just be like, say something, say it louder. So, you know, to build a platform in a space on the internet where, you know, because of how I am, that draws people in. And that's the reason that they love, you know, being on the page or whatever. It really is just like a beautiful turn of events to go from, you know, what people try to take from you when you're younger and, you know, change who you are and say, you know, it would be so much better if you could just be a little bit quieter and, you know, whatever. And so now that's being celebrated and appreciated by other people, it is really dope to see just how it all just turns around. And so, like, honestly, my message to everyone, I don't care what age you are, because you don't always get it at a certain age. You know, there's people still fighting that battle for a really long time. Just be you. And the people that love you and are attracted to who you are, just the way you are, will come to you, and the other ones will go in the other direction. And that's just the best way that it should be.
That's just that on that. I love it. We could end it right there. We're not, but we could. So tell us about Mommy on the Move. Tell us about what it is that you have started.
Yes, I am so proud. Mommy on the Move, honestly, is so funny. It started out as me just like sharing funny, crazy shenanigans from the kids, like stuff that they do. And slowly but surely, it just started to incorporate and encapsulate who I am as a woman, a complete woman, not just their mom and not just Dre's wife, but, you know, Tierra the person. And I really ended up being on this self-discovery journey myself, because since I was 23, I was somebody's mom, somebody's wife. And I'm just now at 30, you know, 30, I'm 36 now, but like 34, 35, 36, starting to be like, well, what do I like? And, you know, what things speak to me? And, you know, I've been a stay-at-home mom for the past 4 years. And honestly, just coming out of the fog of that rabbit race of corporate America and, you know, gotta keep it moving, gotta keep climbing that ladder. Coming out of that, and then honestly just transitioning and seeing what does life look like without that rabbit race, because that's how a lot of us use, a lot of us are using that to determine and measure our worth, honestly. And I fell into that trap. And so it took me a while to really even be able to appreciate and enjoy being a stay-at-home mom, because I missed having something to do. I missed, you know, having that measurement and that goal that I could cross. And so I use this analogy, which is like, I was an event planner. And so I could plan for months. And then you have the event and you get to see the event in its completion, and you get to see all of your hard work come to fruition, and you get to celebrate and say, yes, I'm done. Boom. Check that off the list. I'm a list girl. I will literally like finish something and then write it on the list just so I can check it off. Like, that's who I am. And motherhood has no finish. Like, we're never done. Yeah. And it took me a while to realize that I was placating that piece of myself with work. And once that was removed, like, how do I enjoy motherhood with no finish line? Right. Like, what is that? What? So I'm supposed to just be happy to wash the dishes and then wash them again. That's what you're saying. And so I had to, you know, it was just this journey. And I really just felt like I looked around on social media and there was just all of this curated idea and picture of motherhood that did not feel like what I was experiencing. And so I created it. So I created a space where that felt more, you know, close to what I was experiencing as a mom. And the more I talked about the crazy stuff that my kids did, and, you know, the more transparent I got in my journey in motherhood, the more I got a bunch of me too. And girl, I thought I was the only ones. And it really just became a goal for me to just create a community for moms to not feel like they were the only ones going through certain things. Like, I say this all the time, and some people get it and some people don't, but my page is a space. You don't have to say that you love your kids before you talk about how annoying they are, because I get it. We know that. We know you love your kids. Like, you don't have to do that here. This is a safe space. You can just talk about them and we can just laugh and then we can move on and, you know, whatever. So that's really how it started. And now it's, you know, elevated and just become a true community through podcasting, through blogging occasionally, through my crazy stories on Instagram, and really just through, you know, pictures and captions and just sharing literally my everyday life. And the idea that so many people connect with that really sometimes is overwhelming how much it's needed. You know, once you see, I thought it was this at first, I was like, I think that's a space that's necessary. And the more that I do it, the more I realize it really was necessary. And I'm so glad that I did it, because then I get to do stuff, really cool stuff like this, like sit and talk to you. So,
yes. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so proud of you as I just watch from a distance and just observe. And I just love it. So I have to ask, where did you find the time to do such?
Right. So I started Mommy on the Move 2 years ago. And I mean, I'm a social media person. I, you know, actually social media became a big piece of our lives when we were living overseas. Dre played professional basketball overseas for 6 years. Mm-hmm. So it was our way. It was my way of basically creating a visual diary for our family and friends who didn't get a chance to see us. We were gone. We would be gone for 10 months a year. And it was just my way of keeping them connected. Of course, that was many years ago and it wasn't as interactive as it is now. But, you know, I would take a bunch of pictures and post them and, you know, update statuses and stuff like that. And so social media is a part of what I do. It definitely, it takes it to a next level when it when you're building a brand and things like that. But honestly, I incorporate my family. Like they all, my oldest son, well, my husband is an Insta husband. He takes a bunch of pictures for me and does all kind of whatever crazy stuff I ask him to do. He does it. The kids don't love taking pictures, but you know, you bribe them every now and then. You give him a bribe or two. Like, if you smile, I'll let you watch 30 more minutes of Netflix. Girl, bye. We all know everybody's on Netflix all day right now. So, but right. You know, whatever. And then my oldest son actually really loves to take pictures. So he takes a bunch of pictures for me too. And honestly, so I started the podcast 2 years ago and my two youngest were still at home. So I would get up in the morning before they got up. I would stay up late at night after they went to bed. I would sneak off and do things during nap time. And then honestly, sometimes I would just say, okay, boys, here's a tablet. Here's some snacks. I'm about to go in the other room and record. I need you to be really quiet and don't knock on the door. Don't, you know, unless it's an emergency. And we kind of had doors that I could see them through the doors. Mm-hmm. And so I could see them coming and I would be like, I would hit pause. About to come in the room. I mean, it really was just about like, it's a circus act, just like everything else in motherhood.
Yeah.
You make the time for what you want to make the time for. And I had really just gotten tired of saying that I couldn't do things because I had kids. And I felt mm-hmm. like I was looking around and seeing all these women do all these amazing things. And I'm like, well, if they can do that, I should be able to record a 30-minute podcast episode while my kids are in the room. And it wasn't perfect. It like, I actually cringe at going back at some of the first episodes because I was so clueless and had no idea what I was doing, but you just do it. You know, I just started and it really ended up being therapeutic for me to talk through certain things and have really deep and good conversations with people. And it just kind of took off from there. But honestly, I just did it. I just was determined to do it. If I had to lock myself in a closet, which I have done, I would lock the door or, you know, I ask Dre, can you take the kids to the park for a little bit while I record or, you know, whatever. So really the whole family buys in. And once you have that and you have that support, then it makes it really easy. So my family makes it easy for me to be able to do what I do.
Whew, I love that. I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of times we come up with excuses that should really be our reasons.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like what you just said, like sometimes our excuse is, you know what, I'm tired from work, or you know what, I have these kids, or you know what, I have this life circumstance. And all that is very true. But what if you turn that on its head and let that be your reason why Absolutely. I'm getting ready to take every spare moment that I have and meet this goal, even if it's just 10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some steps forward to meet this goal. And I love what you're saying, because what I'm hearing is you made a decision, and that's really what propelled you forward, was you decided in advance what you were getting ready to do.
I did.
And
I'm not going to make it sound easy. I quit like every week. Be like, nobody's listening. I don't have anything to say. I'm not even creative. I mean, it's like a whole, it's a really dramatic, and I need like five people to talk me off the ledge every week.
Yeah.
But it is a decision. And then, so like, you know, you do it. And like I said, I want to quit. And then I get one DM from one person like, oh my God, I connected so much. And I never told anybody this, but I struggled with blah, blah, blah too. And that's just enough fuel that I need to keep going, because it really is just about connecting with that one, you know, that one person. And not to sound like super churchy or anything like that, but it gives you that visual of like the 99 versus the one.
Uh-huh.
And it really is a great reminder for me constantly, like, especially in a world of social media where it's like, you know, you're focusing on likes and engagement and, you know, all these numbers and this data, right? But you know, at the core of it, we have to remember why we're doing it. And then if we never forget the why, it won't matter. So if I post something and it really came from my heart and it don't hit, and I get one person that says it hit me, yeah. Then that's got to be enough for me. Like I have to, you know, keep that focus and just stay connected to that piece of it, because that's really why I do it ultimately, is so that other women just don't feel alone. So if I can do that for one other woman, then my mission is accomplished. And so I just have to keep doing it. I have to keep showing up, because the minute I get so defeated,
mm-hmm.
then I'm essentially blocking somebody else's blessing of feeling that community and having that connection with somebody else. And especially as a stay-at-home mom, it was very isolating being a stay-at-home mom. And we move all the time, hence mommy on the move, right? So, you know, it was hard for me to build a community. And so essentially I built one online, and I don't even know where I'm going with this anymore. I'm kind of like running off.
No, gone.
This is what you get when you invite me. I just blah, 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 blah.
Have you ever read this book called Believe Bigger? You ever heard of that book?
I haven't heard of that.
I bet you would like it. It's by Marshawn Evans Daniels.
Okay.
And one of the concepts she talks about in the book is the idea of little me. And it's that voice that says, girl, you don't know what you're talking about. Now, you know, you need to sit down somewhere. Or why is anybody going to listen to you? Or you need, what are you doing? That questioning, that voice that wants to hold you back. So what is it that you do not to listen to that voice?
Several things. That voice is loud, baby. Listen. I'm going to tell you that right now. And she comes daily, but she comes for me every day. One is having that community. So I have, you know, like really, really good, I call them my mom tribe. Just good girlfriends around me that I can call and vent and say, I'm horrible, I'm over it, like, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And they'll listen to me and they'll let me finish. And then they'll say, okay, are you finished? Are you done? Okay. So what we about to do is, let's get a game plan. Let's do this, that, and the third. Like, I just have people around me, and I have a mom tribe. Dre is the most supportive person on the planet. Like, he literally refuses to let me quit. I don't care how many times. And this is a little bit off topic, but it's not. So I have three boys, 12, well, their ages now, 12, 7, and 6. Dre's a college basketball coach. It was game day. Well, somebody asked me to do my first speaking engagement. And it was out of town. So we live in Maryland now. They asked me to do a speaking engagement in New Jersey. So I had 101 excuses why I couldn't make it, right? So the date they wanted me to come was on a game day. And I looked at the date and I was like, oh, I can't go because you have a game that day. And he was like, of course you can. What do you mean? I don't miss home games. That's just who we are. That's who I am. That's who I've always been. Like, I'm very happy being his number one fan, cheerleader, even since he, you know, from back when he played to coaching. It is just a part of who I am. And that's how I am with my kids. Like, I don't miss my kids' games. Like, that's just how I am. Mm-hmm. And so it was a no-brainer for me. I was like, oh, I can't go. It's a home game. And he was like, that's silly. Of course you can go. This is for your brand. This is for your business. Like, you go. And I was like, well, what about the kids? Like, because if I'm not there, you know, we're out of state. So we don't have any family close by. We do have a babysitter, but she doesn't drive. And we live 40 minutes from the school. You know, whatever. Laundry list of excuses why I couldn't do it, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, figure it out, which is literally sounds cute, right? But it drives me insane because I'm type A. So I'm like, figure it out doesn't really work for me. Like, I need a scheduled, like, I need a list, like 1 through 8 and bullet points of how we're going to make this work.
Right.
So then add to it, little Dre had a basketball game too, a tournament out of state. So I'm like, now I got to, like, now I can't go. I got to take little Dre to this game because I can't send him with these strangers. I don't know these people. Like, of course you know these people, Tierra. We've been playing with them for months. Of course you know them. Somebody will take him. It's not a big deal. Well, what about Devin and Dallas? They got to sit, da, 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 da. So long story short, we worked it out. It was fine. I rode the train like a big girl by myself. And all of my children were in all different spaces. Big Dre was at the, you know, in College Park, coaching a game. Little Dre was in Virginia playing a game. Devin and Dallas were at home with the babysitter, and I'm in New Jersey speaking and doing my thing. And it was literally what I needed to see that life goes on, because I've been the captain of this ship for so long that I refuse to let anybody else drive. And it won't look like what I, you know, then, but what if something happens? And okay, there's phone calls that can be made, and, you know, things are going to get handled, and it will be okay. And thank God none of that happened, right? But as a mom, you always have to cover, like, the what ifs and the, you know, the worst case scenarios. But I needed to see that the world will still revolve if I go off and do my own thing.
You guys, I hope that you are taking note of all of the nuggets that Mommy on the Move is dropping on us. believe it or not, this is just a little bit. This is just a taste of our conversation. She had so much good stuff to say that we're going to go ahead and share part two next week. Today's episode has been brought to you by Virtual Speakers Bootcamp. This is my high-level 6-week coaching intensive that gives professionals, entrepreneurs, speakers, and leaders who struggle to connect with online audiences tools and strategies to communicate with confidence and engage virtual audiences time and time again. Students get a deep dive into content such as storytelling, virtual presence, how to structure your talk, and confident delivery. If you're looking to enhance your virtual communication skills and on-camera presence right away, visit kellydparker.com/virtual-speakers-bootcamp and apply today. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. Tune in next week for part two of my conversation with Mommy on the Move.
Thanks for listening to the Confident Speaker Podcast. If you found this content valuable, make sure you subscribe and leave a review to help others join the Confident Speaker family. Thanks again and see you next time.